Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
The season's already over.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's sad.
Like Fortnite!
Oh,
late update!
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast.
They're working on some stuff.
What are they working on?
Your stuff mom.
Because there's a lot of new stuff.
Ew.
I don't think you heard my really funny joke when I said your mom.
Oh, that's really funny. Oh, we're going back to 2020 with this one.
Yeah, sure.
Speaking of going back like 4 or 5 years, Rem TGM, what is our... do you ask me?
I do, yeah. BCA, what is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is a bunga.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Finally. All this time, after... I forgot... Hold on, I'm going to give him a shout-out, because I feel like it would be...
We've got multiple requests.
I know, but I need to find the original guy. I know. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. Fortnite. Bacon Hair Boy.
Yeah, we're finally doing it.
Bacon Hair
has been telling us to do it.
Before we get into the meme, though, we've got some news. First of all, Kanye did not drop...
We do news last.
Okay, you know what? I forgot. Okay, buddy.
Hey,
how about that? But you know what we can do before we get into the meme?
What?
Nos unboxing.
Oh my god, Nos unboxing. Rem, I know I keep on asking, should I buy a thing of Nos?
You should.
How much is it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't. Alright, we're opening it now. We got a
kidney stones, and it's gonna be funny.
Nos unboxing.
Rem, do you think Nos will be remembered and it will leave Great Wasteland forever?
Well, only if it builds a magnificent attraction.
Yeah, and you know, brings joy to Wasteland and such satisfaction.
Alright, here we go. Nos unboxing.
Oh god! That's like the most... Wow, it's still going. Wow. That was a lot of smoke that came out of it. It's almost like when Rem is smoking weed. Rem does not smoke weed. This is like MLG Snoop Dogg. MLG Snoop Dogg.
I don't think you heard my joke. I don't think you heard my joke.
What was your joke?
I do Fent instead. Fent.
Get it?
Ah, yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Because I said the Fent word.
You should try Fent.
get it? Alright. Okay, so... let's get into the meme. So, Obunga is in a photoshopped image of the former U.S. President Barack Obama. And it is distorted to make his face longer... And his eyes extremely dilated and unrealistically huge.
Obama's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was a president, you know?
He was a president.
Presidents are pretty cool, I think.
A few of them.
Sometimes, I don't know.
Sometimes, Dark Brandon.
And,
what would you like to tell former President Trump about some chocolate chip?
And it's supposed to resemble creatures from the manga Terraformers.
I did not know that.
Neither did I.
I thought it was just, like, supposed to be funny Photoshop.
And it's been described as a cursed image, which is another group of memes, cursed images.
I haven't heard the word cursed image be like...
Neither have I. It's been a while. And usually in the background they're playing the Five Nights at Freddy's 2
event ambience.
Yeah.
Didn't we cover
scary.
That?
No, we did not.
I swear we did FNAF ambience.
No. We've done FNAF memes, but we've never done...
Oh, so we...
Wait, where's Mega Man 10? I was referencing something, buddy.
Purple guy.
Purple guy.
Yeah, we should probably the next time we think about it, we should do FNAF Ambiance.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty big meme. I'm surprised we haven't done it yet. So
we should also do Minecraft cave ambiance as well.
Cave noises?
Yeah, the cave noises.
I haven't heard the cave noises in a while. Oh, Minecraft's so scary.
I'm sorry. What? Strawberry cheesecake?
Yeah, you don't know the
queso. Are you referencing the queso?
Yeah.
Thing?
They call me red velvet cake.
I don't know what DJ Khaled's on, man, but I need
I don't,
some of that.
What is DJ Khaled? What is DJ Khaled even about?
I don't. Is he stupid? Why is he?
What is he doing? I don't. Like, what is he doing?
What is Red Velvet Cake doing? Is he stupid?
Is he? Everyone calls him everything but DJ Khaled. Like,
what is he? God's plan?
That wrong rapper.
Yeah, that's the joke. Hey, that's the joke.
Oh,
the joke is that was a Drake song.
God's
and
not
a DJ Khaled's.
Oh, wait, Drake? You mean
Aiden. So,
I can't make that joke.
Fortnite. All right. So,
my friend showed me this one where it's him. It's the photo and it says God Mission.
Photo? You have to be really
the Drake photo. And it says Gone Fishing, and then they like they put like a giant fish and then gave him a fishing hat.
Okay, so BCA, now that we know what Obunga is, can you tell us where the meme came from?
No.
Okay, my bad.
Really short.
Oh, I will be remembered and I'll leave Wasteland forever! Alright, where is this? Well, the exact origin of the photoshopped image is unknown, which is surprising, considering this is the internet. The earliest archived instance is on Say It With Me, Everyone, 4chan! Woohoo! I love doxing people because it's funny. I love doing that.
I was freaking off 4chan!
4chan, yeah! And it was submitted to the /TV, which obviously stands for Television Board, on July 24th, 2013.
Yeah, so this has been around for a while.
Yeah, this has existed for quite a while.
Also, TV, like TV sketch from Epic Mickey.
Oh, this is like TV, like...
Don't you even dare go where I think you're going, buddy.
Pookie? Pookie, what are you doing, Pookie?
Your mom. Oh!
Husband Hotel!
Get it?
Yep.
I think you got. Do you get it? Are you stupid?
And what can you do, my feminine son?
All right, we're moving on now. Super Mega Man 10.
Yes.
Can you tell us how this meme spread?
Gladly. On March 29th, 2016, the Photoshop image was submitted to the /V for video games board on Forge.
What does this have to do with video games?
I don't know. On the Say It With Me
4chan.
With the film name Drak Joba.jpg. On February 14th, 2018, YouTuber Homo Snexual?
What? Homo Snexual?
Yeah, Homo Snexual. Uploaded a video titled Obunga.move.
Mav.
Featuring the photoshopped image. Accompanied with...
Wait, Mob kind of sounds like Mog.
Kill yourself. No, I can say that. No,
wait,
I can't.
Wait.
Maybe I can. You know what? That was used in a third personal term. I don't know.
Bram, I think you have to edit that out.
No, I'm yapping right now. That can save it. Kill is an acronym for kindly,
truly humble under God.
kindly, infrared laser lenses.
Yep.
Yourself. There you go.
Yeah.
Photoshopped image accompanied with the new round sound effect in Call of Duty World at War.
Oh, Call of Mid.
On June 11th, the first version of the image uploaded along with music from FNAF was uploaded by YouTuber Goku. Maguku. I don't know why it said uploaded by YouTuber by. I'm confused.
People write these, so that is probably a typo.
In June 2018, the meme experienced a burst in popularity as multiple Instagram accounts posted Obunga memes, including screamer videos.
Randy.
Where's the face reveal, Randy?
For example, on June 15th, 2018, Instagram user Bepis.man posted a FNAF Obunga meme that gained over 31,000 views and 3,200 likes in 4 years.
That guy's pretty big.
Really? Over,
well, in the meme community on Instagram, I think. I've seen his posts a few times.
Is he just a reposter?
Yeah, he's literally just a Randy.
He's Randy, but not as cool.
Okay, on June...
Why is Randy so popular? I don't...
Hey, hey, buddy, you just interrupted just Mega Man. I'm gonna strangle you.
I'm sorry, but all Randy says is yep.
On June 21st, 2018... Pepsi Man posted another meme that gained over 44,000 views and 4,800 likes in the same period.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think there might be more. I need the website to load. Hold on, I'm having some technical difficulties over on
my... I knew the Guardians could make me a toilet again.
Shut your mouth. I'm done.
I just noticed you haven't been saying Morty.
Morty.
Yeah, never mind.
There we go.
Hold on. Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy.
Okay,
Jimmy.
On June 27th, 2018, YouTuber PewDiePie released a video about the Obunga meme titled Obunga Sparkling Heart Emoji Elastic Girl.
Thanks, PewDiePie.
Within 24 hours, the video accumulated upwards of 2.7 million views and 35,200 comments.
Speaking of PewDiePie real quick, his music video Coco, it never got reinstated. Like, it got deleted and then he never even tried putting it back up because YouTube was that strict about it. Like, all you can find now are re-uploads.
Oh, but you can find the bridge video.
Oh, yeah. What a...
On June 28th, 2018, Redditor... Netherlands submitted a caption version of the image to r/okbuddyrword.
Great. Thanks, Reddit.
Where it gained over 1,000 points and 60 comments in 15 hours.
Points.
That's what it says. Meanwhile, Redditor The Mean Kid uploaded a version of the image meant to resemble the character's... resemble the character Sans from the video game Undertale to r/dank.
Actually, wait, before Mega Man continues, I was in school today, right? And my friend, talks to me about the RPG where it's like Steven Universe, but there's like a skeleton.
She
was talking about Undertale.
Yeah, it's like Steven Universe, but there's a skeleton.
He was like, there's like a Steven Universe skeleton.
What does that even mean?
It's because everyone was like talking about how.
Oh, the table, the song.
No, he looks like Steven. Steven's skeleton looks like it would be Sans.
How?
There was an actual comic strip where it's that. Like, it's just Steven, and then he starts to decay, and then he becomes Sans.
He's Sans.
What?
You can make it better. Actually, Sans is actually Ness.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, Obunga.
Next. Oh, good old next.
Oh, the next bots.
In summer 2022, Obunga regained online popularity as a bot used in the Nexbox Chase Garry's Mod game. The mod was submitted to Steam Workshop by the user The Globfather on July 2nd, 2018. The mod appeared in multiple viral videos on TikTok and YouTube. For example, on July 6th, 2022, YouTuber Wit posted a gameplay video that gained over 2.6 million views in 3 weeks. On July 20th, 2022, YouTuber Girthquake posted a video that received over 263,000
views. We're just going to gloss over that?
In 1 week.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, what did you guys think about the whole Nexbots thing?
You know, it was it was cool at first. It was like, oh, look, the thing's chasing them. But then, it's one of those things where if you've seen it once, you've seen it every time. It's the same.
Kind of the same thing as you've seen it once, you've seen it like all the times. People were like, oh, Lethal Company isn't gonna fall off. It fell off.
I mean,
I haven't seen a single Lethal Company TikTok or YouTube short in months.
Every time a game gets extremely popular these days, I immediately assume it's gonna fall off.
Yeah, because
so
it does.
I don't play it.
Every single time.
Especially if it's an online game, then I'm like, why even buy it if no one's gonna play it in like a few months?
And if the game is only fun with friends, why are you buying it? Like Among Us and stuff. Like, Lethal Company, I don't know enough about it to have, like, a super huge opinion on it. I just think it looks not very fun.
Yeah, I tried it once.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I don't get how the entire thing works.
Well, you have to play it more than once, but, like, it just doesn't seem like Minecraft. It just looks only fun if you're playing with your friends.
Yeah, it's like fun.
And I don't feel like calling around every single time I want to play Lethal Company.
Yeah, you want to hop on Lethal Company?
You want to hop on?
That it has a voice chat thing.
I know, but like, that's its whole appeal. It's that you can like hear your friends scream.
No, fun.
Do that just as easily playing TF2 or Fortnite, like.
Yeah, and then you get to hear them scream words that you can't.
Very bad word.
Yeah, so it's more fun if you're doing that, and you can play the game on your own because it's just as fun.
Yeah, I don't, and like Lethal Company has like public lobbies. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Like I play, I play Lethal Company, Deep Rock, and sometimes I join public lobbies because it's fun. But like, kind of the main appeal of it is that you get to play with friends.
Yeah.
Like, but you can play Deep Rock like on your own. Like, I've spent a majority of my time playing Deep Rock by myself, even though you're not really supposed to. Mm-hmm. But like, when you get a game that is like really only fun with friends, and it really isn't that good by yourself or with randoms, why are you playing it?
I don't know. It's
literally the definition of this week's game.
Well, that's all the information. Do we have any more information for the meme?
I don't think so.
That was all.
Yeah, I think.
That's
it. So it's time to
YouTube kids slop.
What?
It was used in YouTube Kids garbage slot.
That's true. It was used in a bunch of just.
I remember using that app, but then I stopped because of that.
YouTube Kids is just really bad.
More food
it's like kids content. Is that it's the severe lack of good kids content.
It's just more garbage for the algorithm.
It's debatably better just to give your kid YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the only reason why I had that app. And I stopped using that app because of that one video.
The smoke weed Thomas the Dank Engine video.
No, it wasn't that. It was the Tetris house.
Let's play Tetris, mother...
Literally the first sentence of that video. Let's play Tetris.
Yeah.
You know what's sad?
What?
Parents these days, like, if they're gonna give their kid an iPad... Can, like, you let them play, like, actually decent games that make them think?
Yeah.
Like
Tetris and Zombies. That
Plants vs. Zombies is a really good kids game.
Yeah, as well as Angry Birds and Cut the Rope and other games like that. Like, they actually have to use their brain.
not like... There was a game called Crowd Shooter. There was, like one of those, like, cheap, like... like free 3D model like one color dude games.
Oh yeah.
It was called Crowd Bomber.
Wait, hold on.
And you know what you did? You'd throw a bomb into a crowd and it would give them a virus. This was in 2020. This was at the height of COVID.
Wait, do you guys remember the Nyan Cat game?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nyan. Oh yeah, we talked about that in the second episode, right?
Yeah.
That's a reference.
Yeah. That was a fun game I used to play.
It was fine.
It was.
But, yeah, I'm very sure that no adults are watching this.
No, some of them are.
If you have children...
There's Brianna Hume Fine Art, I'm pretty sure. Because she does... I think... I'm trying to remember listeners' age.
If you're gonna give your kid the App Store, give him good games.
Yeah, yeah. Like probably like Punch the Zombies 1 and 2.
Yeah, give him Call of Duty.
give him like Punch the Zombies 1 and 2.
Give him Minecraft.
Yes, that as well.
Just give them Minecraft.
Oh, Goat Simulator.
That's debatable. The Dragon Ball creator is dead.
Yeah, it's time to move on to the news. Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, has passed away today.
He apparently died of a blood clot in his brain.
That's sad.
And the Mexican cartels are having a temporary truce.
I don't know if it's true. I think it is.
I wouldn't be surprised because, like, it's like all the jokes where it's like,
they had to have come from somewhere.
When the cartel members are about to jump me, but I pull up my phone and threaten to call Goku. Like, I'm getting closer to the phone.
I saw one meme today that was like, the cartel member with a knife at my throat when I tell him what would Toriyama think. The guy starts crying. So the memes had to have come from somewhere. Next piece of news, Kanye didn't drop.
Vultures 2 didn't drop.
Big shocker. Vultures 2 didn't drop. I swear to God, he responded to someone who asked him if the album was gonna drop. And he said, Forbidden, quote unquote. Hold on, I'm pulling up the receipts.
Did he say, I don't know?
We in the lab.
Thanks,
I'm Kanye. Done. I can't with Kanye anymore.
We in the lab.
Oh, we in the lab. That's like, that's the same type of thing as there's a bee in the studio.
It's you saying that the album isn't done. You are still finishing it.
It's not coming this weekend. I can safely 100% say it's not going to be tomorrow or this weekend or next weekend or at any point next week. It's probably going to be next month.
Anyway, new Fortnite season. It's
got
like
delayed.
Mythology.
Yeah, Greek mythology.
Legend of Korra, the Avatar show.
Instead of I don't get why they didn't do. I think they're gonna put the Avatar characters in the item shop, so that's why they're not doing it.
Speaking of Avatar, I thought that the Blue People Avatar and Avatar The Last Airbender were the same series
That's actually okay, because I thought the same thing before I started watching the show in 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I was so confused on why, like, those Blue Avatar movies, like, never had Aang in them. And then I realized that they're two completely different series.
You should watch the show, it's peak.
Is Avatar actually good?
It's really good.
I might watch it.
Which one? Airbender?
Airbender.
Huh. I think I used to watch that when I was little.
My cabbages.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a reference.
Actually, this downtime has been the longest downtime ever.
Okay, but are you telling me longer than the black hole event?
Yeah, exactly.
No, there was another downtime back in 2018. Like, the servers went down for, like, for a long time, and, like, Epic gave people, like, a free reward for that.
Okay, I swear to God, I've seen people saying, I've seen people demanding that they get stuff for this time loss. If you're telling
me... Brother, it's been a few hours.
If you're telling me
They delayed it for 3, then they delayed it for 8, and then
cares?
They delayed it for another 5 hours.
If you're telling me
don't play another game.
If
this
you're
is
telling
exactly
me
what I'm talking about. Why I don't play this game. They don't play anything else.
If you're like, telling me that you can't go a day during the weekday without playing Fortnite, and you start having withdrawals, you're cooked. Like, you have bigger issues.
But like, there's also new Lego Fortnite news.
Oh yeah, they added fishing.
Oh, dead game.
But this is new stuff. We got Marshmallow as a Lego skin.
Okay.
And we also got Kit.
Oh wait, what? Kit has a Lego skin now?
No, we got actual Lego Kit within the game.
Dead mode.
Like, you get to
like the mini Kit.
I'll find.
No, what are you talking? Just describe it. Are you talking about you can tame cats?
No.
Mini
like,
kit. He's talking about mini kits.
Oh, kits.
Yes.
Yeah, Lego kits.
Yes.
No, not the skin.
I just said not like the skin. Okay, no, I got what you're talking about now. You don't have to show me it. I thought you were talking about the kit skin from Fortnite.
Yeah, hold the outfit. Yeah, look, that's Marshmallow.
That looks fine. It's Marshmallow.
Oh, was that all the news? We don't have much great news.
Yes, we do.
Awesome.
My game.
Wait. They like making Lego sets?
Yeah, something like that for inside the game.
Wait, okay, that's cool.
My game. I just have 3 songs left, and then all the music's done.
Oh, nice. What about the game?
Oh, they're coming tomorrow.
We in the lab. That's all I can say about that.
Will it be released this summer, though?
Hey, I said I wouldn't give any, I said I won't give a release date, but, maybe, you know.
Maybe.
That's all I'll say on that.
We in the lab. Yeah, the Lego kits are coming up tomorrow.
Hey, that's awesome. I paid for Fortnite Crew for 1 skin, by the way. I'm canceling
Wait,
that.
Are you telling me you actually got it?
Yeah,
oh,
I paid
my
for
God.
Cat. I paid for Cat. I wanted it. I wanted it.
I'm saying this, but I know damn well I'm paying for Korra, so I'm just gonna shut
up. You're gonna get Korra?
Yes, I have to.
Well, you have to wait a while, because she's
like Solid Snake!
Battle Pass skin.
Dude, I wasn't even able to get everything I wanted from the Battle Pass. I missed Gold-Plated Peter, I missed Serpentbird.
I didn't even buy the Battle Pass. I just didn't care.
You didn't want Peter Griffin?
I just don't care.
The only reason I bought it was for Peter Griffin. I'm never gonna wear him. I just want Peter Griffin.
Well, this really was a meme throughout the ages.
Listen, here's the thing about Fortnite adding Peter Griffin. I am literally never going to be surprised on whatever else they add to the game because Peter Griffin is in the game.
Yeah.
Like, that Peter Griffin being in Fortnite has been a joke for 5 years.
That joke actually became real.
Like, and it's real. It's real now. I'd be surprised if, like, the TF2 mercs were added. I wouldn't be surprised if Mongo got added. Like, if, like, the TF2 mercs get added,
then they're gonna add the Mad Doctor. They're gonna have the Mad Doctor start
crushing. Oh, yeah, that's right. I wouldn't even be surprised. I wouldn't even be surprised.
Especially with Rebrush.
Disney X Fortnite. Especially
especially with Rebrush coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I would not be surprised. Then have, like, the Oswald's kids as the back bling.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Have the Blot as the glider.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, like the Blot could turn into a glider.
Then have the emote be doing the brush thing.
Oh, like, yeah. If there could be like Oswald's like leg thing where he takes
off. Oh my god, that would be the pickaxe.
Oswald's foot.
Alright, well, we've been yapping enough.
Oh, wait, and then like one of the wraps could be like paint, could be like ink dripping off the gun.
Oh my god, and if you don't kill a lot of people in the game, it could be paint, and then the more.
Oh, it's reactive. Stuff.
Yeah.
Active.
Like, alright, well, we're yapping. Time to.
Yeah. Now we're just being yapaholics. Yeah. We'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye.
Hello and welcome to the meme games.
Hello everybody, welcome to the meme games, the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and episodes before. Back to GM, would you like to go into further depth?
Alright, so the meme games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the meme wheel with a bunch of different games that we can play on it. Whoever has the most points by the end of the season from these games wins the meme games.
Spin that wheel.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I have to re-spin.
Spin it again.
Oh my god, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Match Magic.
How do we play this one on TGM?
In Match Magic, what we must do is we need to, we will be given, we each, one person will be given, either an episode name or episode number, and then you must guess the name. If the person gives you the name of the episode, you have to give them the number. If they give you the number, you have to give them the name. And if you get it correct,
it's actually just starting to become impossible.
You get a point. Yeah.
Feels easier to just
do, no, but like, it's fine. That's try fun.
I think the easier part for this game is like trying to guess the number of the episode.
Actually, we missed a bit of news. Digital Circus is confirmed to be an entire series now. Woohoo, I don't care.
And there's also a vinyl record of
glazing a pilot.
Oh, I love glazing a mid pilot.
It's not even that good.
My face when the creator has a weird thing that they didn't disguise on Twitter. I can't even talk about it because it's weird. Anyway. Oh yeah, so we have a picker wheel that we call the name wheel, and we spin it. It has all of our names on it, and we spin it to see who goes first, second, and third in the meme games. For some reason, this resets like every single time I close it. So, all right. Are you spinning it?
You almost understand it. All the things that went so wrong, I planned it. Lord him. He was alone. His evil his fate. Well, that's that. I'll take it.
Okay, alright. I'm going first in today's meme games. We're going to be spinning again, so you go second.
I will tell you, almost understand it. Everything that went so wrong was I planned it.
You heard him. He worked alone.
Alright, Mega Man, you are going second, which means Rem will be going last, unfortunately. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
All right, 3, 2, 1, let's start.
Who's going again?
First me. Okay. Me. I'm going.
Who would you like
to pick? Rem, you give me one because you're smart.
Would you like an... Do I give you a choice? Or...
Yeah, you yes. can give them a choice to, if you
so
want
to. Do you want an episode name or number?
Hell is forever, whether you like... what? I don't like Hazbin Hotel, by the way. I just had to say that.
Would you like an episode name or number?
Name.
Let's see here, let's see.
You heard him. He's... Epic Mickey 2 has better music.
That's fair. I'm not even going to argue with that.
Epic MIDI 2.
Listen, I love... I'm talking while I'm looking through it, by the way, so I'm not... It's not like I'm ignoring the game.
Yeah.
I love the game so much, but 1 is just so much better.
Yeah, Rem finally took off the nostalgia glasses when he had to restart the game 8 times to get a single badge.
It wasn't 8 times, it was 3, but you know.
Okay, still, it must have felt like 8 times.
It definitely did. Listen, I love the game to death. Absolute nostalgia, but I mean, come on now. It's not great. 1 is infinitely better.
Hey, I know how to do this.
Cannot wait for Rebrushed. I'm working on 100%ing the first game right now.
Nice.
So you have to do multiple playthroughs for that, but the thing is, once when you restart, it's like new game plus. You're not like getting rid of all your stuff.
Yeah.
And each playthrough is actually different.
My face when Power of Two describes itself as a co-op experience, and you can't play co-op.
You said name, right?
Yeah. For any of those who don't know, on PC, you cannot play Epic Mickey Power of Two on co-op.
Yeah.
It just doesn't... There's not even an option. You just can't do it.
What episode number was Christmas just a week away?
Okay, so that was... Okay, that was last Christmas. Last Christmas...
Guys, hey, it's March. We need this.
X. That was a nice song. I want to say... Actually, can I have a hint real quick? Was this a season finale?
It was the episode before season finale.
Okay, I'm gonna go...
Actually, wait, no, my bad. It was 2 episodes before.
Okay, what episode finale. Are we on right now?
170.
Okay. Okay. Hello, Morty. I'm trying to, like, actually use my brain. I want to say episode 138.
No.
Oh.
It was 158.
Why did I say... I forgot that we were doing the week... The one episode a week thing. Okay.
You'd probably be right if we were still doing...
Yeah.
2 episodes a week.
Yeah. I couldn't remember when we started that. Anyway, I do not get a point.
It's like somewhere in like end of November or early December, maybe.
Yeah. Mega Man, it's now your turn. Who will be giving you an episode?
Rem, I want you to give me the episode name, not the number.
Episode name, alright, let's see here.
Heard him.
He worked alone.
Yeah.
His evil met his fate.
You know, if the earthquakes are gone, let's go to Mean Street and celebrate.
Yeah.
No, what will we do now? You know, I will build a magnificent attraction. There will be joy in Wasteland and such satisfaction. There are beetle works and bot works, battles to be won. Places to discover. There's so much to be done.
Super Mega Man 10.
Yes.
Episode name, right?
Yeah.
What episode number was Hello Peter, Welcome to Fortnite?
I think this was a recent one, or...
Recent and big quotes.
What season are we on right now?
We're on season 18 right now.
Oh, wow.
Was this like...
Wait, hold on. Is this... No, we're on season 17 right now. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah. So, was this in like season 16 or 15?
I'll give you a hint. It's a pretty big one. It was season 16.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ooh. So it's like in between 161
and 170.
That would be season 17, which is...
Hey. Listen, buddy, I'm not
like
the brightest.
151 and 160. I want to say episode 154.
Oh, I'm sorry, Super Mega Man 10, you were two off. It was episode 156.
Oh, that was really close. I think that's the closest that anyone's been in a while.
Do I get like half a point?
No.
No.
Bowser.
All right.
Pesky plumbers. I've taken the princess to one of my 7 Koopa hotels.
I'd like you both for mine to to both do it.
Yep.
Pick
and a pack. You know.
I don't. It doesn't matter episode name or number. You two come up with all that.
All right. All right. Remember, keep the audience
I just realized I can stay on audio. You two have to mute. They're muted. I see BCA talking right now. That couldn't be me. I think he's singing Epic Mickey 2 music, but he is. He's singing some songs over there from Epic Mickey 2. Cannot wait for Rebrushed. It's gonna be so peak. Can't wait for Vultures 2, but I guess I'll have to wait. Because it's not dropping.
Okay, we have one.
All right.
This one is really risky. I don't know why Mega Man chose it. Rem, what was episode 168?
168? Are you kidding me? Are you seriously asking me this? Because I'm going to be honest with you.
Do you not remember?
No, this was 2 episodes ago. Okay, hold on.
Rem used to know everything about MTTA.
We've done 170 episodes.
I know. I haven't re-listened to an episode since season 4.
Same. I haven't done it either. Because
re-listening to stuff.
Whenever I try and listen to the podcast, like, I always stop it. Stop it. And, like, think about what's happening.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 168, right?
Yep.
That episode.
You're kidding me. Hold on. Okay, I need to... 168. You're kidding me. This was like... Okay, wait. So last episode was 169. That was 169. That was Chris Chan. We was at the club.
I was trying to trick you with that, because usually you have a hard time trying to remember recent episodes, so that's why I did that.
Guess this episode.
Oh, Bunga.
alright, so Rem gets a point, me and Mega Man do not. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Everybody, and welcome to Criticism Castle, a point show where we read reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
Alright, so our reviews for today are, as always, A, B, and
Thus.
C.
We should do C, because last time we didn't get to do
C. Last time C was already done.
Did we do the 12x plus 3 equals 1980 mathematical equation?
No.
I don't think we did. This review entails, if I am flying across my... Jesus Christ, if I am...
If you are flying across...
If I am flying across the desert, and my boat gets a flat tire.
Wait a minute.
Wait, yeah, we did this one, right?
No,
flat tire and a broken pedal. What should I have in my pockets if a tree catches fire when I say goggle warp?
Toilet. Blue because ice cream. I feel like that's
Yeah, we did this one. Because I remember.
No, I know what this is.
No. We did this one because the last time we did something that sounded like this, you said something about ice cream and glue or blue. I don't remember what you said.
I don't feel like we did this one.
We did. I remember. I remember.
Oh, I will be remembered.
All right. Since we may have done that one, we'll read two. Are we going to do. Jesus Christ. Are we going to do A or B?
A.
A.
Alright, this review is titled Love the Podcast, and it entails, do the egg meme and gadaga did gada. Oh, meme.
Wait, I know what that means. No, please don't. That is a very annoying sound. It's so annoying. I do not want to hear that.
Brother. You listen to Bad Romance 10 times in a row.
Best
actual good song.
I don't think you can be talking about annoying.
Best of luck.
Because it is annoying.
Best of luck. Hope you're doing well.
This
is coming in from D's Nuts.
Oh,
peanut emoji.
D's Nuts.
Peanut emoji. Peanut emoji. Bean emoji. Peanut emoji. Also, real quick, I just wanted to say. We realized that this is the season finale before Criticism Castle, but after the meme games. So we have the meme game score, and it turns out it's a tie between me and Super Mega Man 10. So in the season closeout, we're going to flip a coin, and whoever wins the meme games.
Yeah. So is it a 5-star?
It is a 5-star review.
Thank you so much, D's Nuts, for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Castle next time, make sure to leave a review 5-star or not. It doesn't matter if you want your criticism, like name implies. We'll see you all in the season closeout. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Markiplier, and welcome back to another Five Nights.
Hey, guys. This is the season closeout.
End of another season. Season 17 down.
This could be the last season of Memes Throughout the Ages where we're not on Apple Podcasts. Not Apple Podcasts. Spotify for podcasts.
We've still got the next season's gonna be on here.
Wait. When is the?
In June.
Okay.
June.
Yeah,
so
I forgot.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Could possibly do next season.
Next season might be the end.
Yeah.
Not the end of the podcast, but the
end of us
using Spotify.
The end of an era.
Yeah, the end of us using this to record.
Also, an ending of an era tomorrow because MatPat is.
Oh yeah.
He's stopping. Well,
he's like still been like making YouTube shorts and stuff. Like I respect it. He's still been making YouTube shorts. Like nothing's gonna happen.
Well. This really was the Memes Throughout the Age of Season 17.
I actually really liked this season. I'm, like, remembering all of it. We did a lot of really good memes this season.
We did. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun this season. Like we did Hasbin Hotel, where we got to make fun of Vipsy Pop for 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then we got to make fun of,
Chris Chan.
Verbal Ace.
And then Verbal Ace.
Listen, I'm kind of done making fun of him. He debunked everything.
Yeah.
I'll make fun of all the people in his comments, like trying to be like, stop making the Charlie Morningstar jokes, dude. It's still funny. I don't care. People are still gonna do it, and the more you tell them to stop, the more they're gonna do it.
Yeah. Before I forget, we're gonna find out the winner of the meme games.
Yeah.
For this season. All right. Season 17 meme games winner decided right now. It's a tie between me and Super Mega Man 10. Super Mega Man 10, I'll let you pick. Do you want the number one or Trash Panda?
Trash Panda.
All right, let's flip.
BCA. All right, let's see who wins.
I'm going to need one of those countdowns, BCA.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Here flip. We go. Oh my god, Super Mega Man 10, I am sorry. But...
Dude, Mega Man was just about to get up and pop off, and then he turned it as the number one.
Okay, I should have gone with number one, then.
Oh, really? Really? You really should have gone with the one that won?
Super Mega Man 10, I am sorry, but I, RemTGM, am the winner of this with 8 points.
I've won like a few times.
I think I've won once.
You've won like twice, three times.
Maybe.
How many times have I won?
I think once.
What?
And
more?
That can't hold be on, right. I can actually check that right now. And, you've won 3 times.
I have?
No, Mega Man. Oh. You've won twice.
Alright, great.
This is another win for me. BCA, you've won 2 meme games. Mega Man, you've won 3. I have won 7.
Alright, so that's the winner of the meme games. Congratulations, Rem, on your other win. It's like SpongeBob, where he gets like the employee of the month thing, and like it's...
It's just me every time.
Yeah, so... This census is the season closeout. There's a lot of S's. Since this is the season closeout, we discuss our favorite moments and favorite episodes from the season. RemTGM, would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure. Wait, do we do moments or episodes first?
We do moments first.
Moments, favorite moments. I had a lot of fun doing the Verbal Ace episode.
Yeah.
As well as the Chris Chan episode. I feel like those two, they're very fun to do. I feel like Chris Chan was really fun because we got to have Sir Cheezer back on.
And the thing is, we don't have to feel bad about making fun of someone.
Yeah, because
a genuinely awful person.
Chris Chan's just genuinely bad. It was like just, it was so fun to go into his history.
The liquid Chris.
It was the first time I heard about that. It was really
the
fun.
Real Chris Chan, guys. I'm the real one.
That was really fun. I had
my god, now he broke his PS3 for the cash run and then didn't get paid.
Oh my god. Such great moments this season. Favorite episodes. 3 favorite episodes. Let's see here. Just going through the list real quick. In number 3 In number three.
You hear those laughs down there? There's people watching memes throughout the ages.
Oh, yeah.
Best podcast ever.
It absolutely is. In number 3, I think I'm going to put... I think I'm going to put You Was at the Club.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun doing that one. That one felt very fun to do. In 2... I'm going to put Verbal Ace's 50k AMV.
Yeah.
And in number 1, I'm going to have to give that to Chris Chan. Chris Chan,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Chris Chan was a great episode.
It was. Also, one more moment I forgot to bring up. This episode, we're finally doing Obunga. This has been an episode that has been requested for so long.
Yeah.
And we're finally doing it.
Yeah, we just kept on forgetting to do it.
Yeah.
And now we've finally done it. Hey, thank you, Bacon Hair Boy.
Thank you. Who would like to go next?
I would like to go next.
Alright.
Let's hear it. I think my favorite moment of the season was when I sung Mr. Brightside and sing it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good time, and I liked that a lot. My 3 favorite episodes. I think in 3rd, I'm going to go with Verbal Ace's 50k AMV.
Good choice.
Right. 2nd place... what were some other things we did?
We did, Mr. Fresh, we did Chris Chan, we did...
Mewing.
Yeah, oh, I forgot we did Mewing this season.
If Viv Z-Pop wrote this, Toothless Dancing.
Yeah. Which
second place, I would say, like, if Z-Pop wrote this, that was funny.
If Z-Pop wrote this, led into the reviewers throughout the ages episode, got a few people mad on TikTok.
They were just genuinely wrong. They couldn't accept that someone had a different opinion.
Yeah, they had to go and delete their comment because they were embarrassed, obviously.
And they were wrong.
Yeah. They're like, I don't even remember what their comment was. It was so stupid.
It was. It was so dumb.
And my episode in first place, I think, would have to be, You Was at the Club. Oh, wait, I already said You Was at the Club. That was third place. I want to say Chris Chan.
You said Verbal Ace was third place.
Oh. Oh, that, yeah, He Was at the Club. He Was at the Club was a good episode.
All right, my favorite moments. I really liked how we just got to make fun of Dipsy Pop.
Yeah.
And we got to make fun of all the, like, this wasn't on memes throughout the ages, but this was on reviewers throughout the ages. Like, how we just got to, like, genuinely just express all of our opinions about it. Like, I do not hate the show. I just think it's really bad.
If there were some good things that should have been in the show, then they probably do.
Like, I'm not gonna start calling you like racial slurs because you like the show. Yeah. Like, I'm not that kind of person. I just don't like the show. I don't think the creator's a very nice person. She gets mad at jokes. She gets mad at if Vipsy Pop wrote this joke. She has Dumbsville blocked on Twitter.
Wow. My God. And
by the way, Dumbsville has never, ever interacted with her.
That's an honor. I'd be honored to be blocked by Vipsy Pop.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dumbsville got blocked by Vipsy on Twitter, even though he's never interacted with her a day in his life. alright, what else? Just being able to talk about Chris Chan was really nice.
Yeah.
That entire episode was like a favorite moment. Going over how he smashed his PS3. They put that out as like bait, I'm pretty sure, by the way. As like whoever smashes his thing gets like $200.
Oh yeah.
Because they knew that no one was going to be able to get his PS3.
Tried doing it himself and he still didn't get the money.
Yeah, he destroyed it. He filmed himself destroying it in his backyard.
That whole story is just hilarious. It's
not even his backyard, in his front yard. Everyone knows what his front yard looks like.
Yeah, you should have thought that out.
Yeah, he isn't very smart. And then having Sir Cheezer back,
yeah,
was nice.
Yeah, he was nice. Talk to and
sing it to win it. When I got to sing My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that was
my mom started crying apparently.
Yeah, see,
that was beautiful.
My mom heard me.
We've made people cry on this podcast in a good way.
Really beautiful.
We made people cry.
That was really beautiful, BCA.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was peak. Absolute peak.
Very peak.
And then sang the American Dad intro.
Yes.
Yeah, and I sang that. Favorite episodes. I have to say, Verbal Ace's 50K AMV, number 3. Chris Chan at number 2. And then, if Vipsy Pop wrote this at number 1, because that led into the reviewers throughout the ages episode.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Like, I like just being able to, like, discuss the show without either be calling a baby because I quote unquote can't handle swearing or just like people just saying F you for liking the show.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a fine show. We're gonna watch season 2, obviously, but we're content creators now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is it's a fine show. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's nothing more, nothing less.
Even Dumbsville even said, like, I went into it like expecting to hate it, but I was just bored.
Yeah.
It was very boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is all of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have very big news, actually. We're gonna be we have a Twitch now.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing to
say. Yeah. We're all going to link it, I think, in the description.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be trying to record gaming videos on our Memes Throughout the Ages podcast YouTube channel, which will also be linked.
Go check that out.
We're hoping to create gaming videos to like get more traction on the YouTube channel so that more people watch the podcast.
Yeah. I think something cool for streaming. We all would like to, you know, play games with each other and stuff. but we'd also like to, you know, play separate games and just talk. I think it would be cool to do game development on stream. Not show any of it, but just have me talking while doing that, you know?
I've seen people that do like drawing and game dev streams.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty.
Yeah, cool. Like you guys are doing like your own thing. Like Rem's doing doing coding. BCA is playing like.
And then on the YouTube channel, we're gonna be doing like group content, or like we're all gonna be playing a game, and it's gonna be cool.
There's gonna be a lot of fun stuff coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You the future for me in Astral Ages is looking bright.
It is.
And we're also gonna be running. Some of us are gonna be running certain parts of our MTTA stuff.
We're gonna be trying to make the Instagram more active, so go follow us on Instagram, Meme Astral Ages podcast.
Yeah.
Go follow us on TikTok, MTTA Hates TikTok. Subscribe to us on YouTube,
Meme Astral Ages podcast. And join the Discord. I will be monitoring all that stuff.
Yeah. Discord, which will also be linked.
Follow the Twitch. It's memes. It's the Meme Team 20.
Yeah, since someone stole Memes Throughout the Ages already.
Yeah, so we took. Well, they took the Meme Team.
Oh yeah.
I think yeah. So and we added 20 because we started in 2020. That was BCA's idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I I think you guys agreed on the stream name that I gave.
Stream Throughout the Ages. Yeah.
Yeah, Stream Throughout the Ages.
That was a peak idea.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it was literally memes throughout the ages. I came up with the idea to start the Twitch. BCA came up with
like what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you came up with a name.
And I gave a name.
Yeah,
it's literally how we started the podcast part 3.
So that's all the news for that stuff. RenTGM will be linking all the stuff in the descriptions. You guys don't have to go search for it, since it'll all be linked.
Yeah.
News on the wiki, we're gonna be trying to get more of it done. It's kind of taken a backseat because we're actual people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have
stuff that we do.
I've got a game to make, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe we'll be trying to work on it soon. It's going to come out eventually. We're not gonna be like Yandere Dev and just completely postpone the game. It'll come out. It'll come out. I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm MTGM.
And thank you all for listening to this season of Meme Show. We'll see you on the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.